Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As Massachusetts considers changing how it deals with young criminal offenders, policymakers are looking at what's happening to the North, specifically in Vermont. That's because Vermont is the first state to raise the age above 18 of when someone criminally charged goes to juvenile rather than to adult court. WBUR's Deborah Becker visited Vermont to find out what that means.
In a small office in a nondescript government building in Burlington, a seemingly routine meeting takes place involving a 21-year-old man and his probation officer.
We meet once a month and we talk about my life and how I can put my path in the right direction.
The man was convicted of driving under the influence. He doesn't want his name used because once he completes probation and turns 22, the charge will no longer be on his record.
If they did send me to the criminal side, adult side, I would have a record. It would mess up my life for as long as I live.
This is how Vermont now handles some of the criminal cases involving people considered emerging adults. It's a term describing those between the ages of 18 and 25 years old. Karen Bastine with Vermont's Department of Children and Families says putting these kinds of cases in the juvenile rather than the adult criminal justice systems means more flexibility and more support for younger offenders.
Their probation officer will do a lot more for them. So, for instance, for a 35-year-old, they may have a requirement that they have to get a job. But what you're going to see with a probation officer for an emerging adult is that they're actually going to help them map the steps that they need to take to get to the job.
Now, Vermont is going even further with its emerging adults. Next year, it becomes the first state that will keep most criminal cases in juvenile court for those up to age 19. 2 years later, it goes up to age 20. That means those charged will have access to youth programming, and if incarcerated, they would be confined in youth facilities instead of with adults. There are exceptions for 12 serious crimes. Bastine is leading the efforts to implement the change.
18 and 19-year-olds, they're actually not that different than their 16 and 17-year-old counterparts. And we know that generally emerging adults grow out of impulsive behavior.
In the last fiscal year, more than 600 criminal cases in Vermont involved 18 and 19-year-olds. More than half of them either paid fines or went through a diversion program. Bastine is using those numbers to coordinate the details and the costs of the change. She's expected to provide a report on that to lawmakers next month. She says studies of young offenders in Vermont show lower recidivism rates for those who were handled in juvenile versus adult court. Marshall Paul, chief juvenile defender for Vermont, says any higher initial costs will likely pay off.
Yes, there is a resource cost up front, but I think it'll be no time at all before we're seeing the payoff in the form of reduced rates of recidivism.
Vermont prosecutors appear to be on board with the change as well. Bennington County State Attorney Erica Marthage says raising the age does not mean that young offenders will get off easy, but will get more supervision from the juvenile system.
A lot of the people that are concerned about this legislation are thinking like, oh my God, juvenile court, they're just getting a pass. That ain't it. That's not what I have in mind. What I have in mind is, no, now we're going to be holding you accountable.
But some Massachusetts prosecutors don't seem ready for this type of change. When lawmakers here were working on criminal justice reform in 2017, 9 district attorneys signed a letter saying that new juvenile brain development science does not warrant raising the age. They also wrote that the change would make young offenders less legally accountable. Cape and Islands District Attorney Michael O'Keefe, who declined to go on tape for this story, says he does not support raising the age.
I take issue with the district attorneys.
Massachusetts Senator Cynthia Stone Cream is co-chair of the Emerging Adults in the Criminal Justice System Task Force. It's looking into raising the age in this state.
In other countries, they don't incarcerate juveniles. In other countries other than the U.S., they treat juveniles. They realize that juveniles should be treated differently. You know, we spend so much money on our prison system. Are we going to spend more money making more prisons, or are we going to find a way to keep people out of prison?
Lawmakers in other states like Connecticut and Illinois are formally considering raising the age legislation. Lael Chester, who directs the Emerging Adult Justice Project at Columbia University's Justice Lab, says in part more states are thinking about the change because our culture has changed.
I think there was an aha moment when they realized, oh, there's no magic birthday. 18-year-olds don't suddenly become independent, mature adults. It's actually quite a long transition. And you see that with things like, you know, rates of marriage, steady employment, are all happening much later in this generation than past generation. And yet we treat them just like a 30, 40, 50-year-old, right? If they are allegedly committed offense, couldn't we do better?
The Massachusetts Task Force is trying to answer that question. It's been meeting since January and is expected to make recommendations to the legislature by the end of the year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.